High in the sky, directly over Our Lady's statue, there is the most beautiful shadings of blue and pink intermingled. And now these colorings, which only bordered when I first noticed them, the hue of them, they were only bordering the outside of the trees that lead from the left to the right side of the Excedra. But high up in the sky, I see beautiful cascading of banners. They are beautiful banners of blue and yellow, a golden yellow color, and also pink. I know that the blue and pink coloring will signify the arrival of Jesus and Our Lady. Yes, now, if you look high into the sky, there will be several others who will see. High in the sky, about a good 20 feet over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up. It's absolutely beautiful. And I see as it grows wider in circumference, the light is like looking through a pane of glass that has diamonds set in somewhere within the glass to radiate outwards. And these radiating star-like diamonds are beginning to now disintegrate from the circle and are coming out in a million pieces each, it looks like. That's the only way I can explain the explosion of these beautiful star-like diamonds coming from the circle. It seems as though heaven is saying, now this is an occasion of great joy. Our Lady now is coming forward first. Jesus has stopped. He was coming down as I was directed to tell you what there is about us this evening. Now, Jesus is coming down in back of Our Lady. Our Lady has descended first, and she's looking up now and pointing toward the sky. And Jesus also has taken his right hand and is pointing up to the sky on the left side. High up in the sky, I see a very large globe. It's a globe of the world. It's becoming very illuminated. And as Our Lady turns frantically, she is waving to a side of the globe. And she's going over with approval from Jesus. She had asked him, I couldn't hear what she was saying, but I could hear the drone like of a voice. And Jesus is nodding yes to go over. Our Lady is approaching the globe of the earth. It is an actual globe, as though taken from space, that only heaven could present to us this evening. Our Lady is pointing to Africa. I see Africa with the blackness starting in the southern part and going up and up. And there will be also great warfare in Africa, famine and warfare, droughts. Oh, my children, all of these, with wars included, are allowed to come upon you so that you may understand and learn the hard way that there is a God, one who could stop the massacres, one who could stop all the suffering upon earth. However, it is a test for all mankind. For by this test, many shall be cleansed. Oh, my children, my desperate children, I hear your voices coming up to us, and my mother sheds tears of pity for you. Look, my children, beyond where my mother is standing. Look carefully, and you will see the globe of the world as it starts to turn. And now it stops on a massive nation. I see men in uniform doing what appears to be a goose step. That is the only way I can explain it. And now I see them marching, six abreast, row after row, across nations and countries. Now Our Lady is motioning to me and touching her lips. Our Lady is saying, this, my child, is reason for a dirge. For this nation of Russia shall bring much sorrow to the world. In many years past, I begged of you to convert Russia. But instead, there is a fear of Russia that should not be. There is only one individual to fear in your world. And that could be my child and my children, the fear of an angry God. My children, understand us. We do not come with messages to upset you or to make you afraid of us. That is not necessary. All you have to do is think and use your hearts, not just your head. I say not just your head, for the scientists and those who are in charge of the souls of your children are implanting in these souls dark seeds of hate and envy and the need for materialism. Oh, my children, I could repeat over and over again the sins that make it a world of destruction for those who are trying to stay on the narrow road to heaven while all obstacles are placed in his way. Now Our Lady is looking up, and I can see missiles. I know they're missiles. They're frightening. I see part of the world now beginning to light up again. Our Lady is motioning, and the ball is floating closer to her as she points, and she is pointing at the United States and Canada. My child, I point for this reason. Though, my child, it is a most difficult message to bring to the world, you must not be afeard, but you must shout it from the rooftops. Russia has the upper hand now at this time in world peace or world destruction. You must understand the heart of the atheist is closed to mercy and goodness. A darkened soul has shut out the light, and they seek nothing but the destruction of any man, woman, or child who stands in their way to assume and gain through hatred and deception among families, and also the ruination of the lives of the children of all families. My child and my children, I ask you as a mother of grace to please, in your darkest hours which are descending upon you, please turn to me, my children, and I will help you. Your hearts have hardened against my Son and the Eternal Father in the Spirit of Light. Do not seek your knowledge from a mortal being at this time, but find yourself a place where you may be even a recluse, a place where you can open your heart to us and we will speak to you. Yes, my child and my children, as a mother of grace, I have been given many powers through my Son in the Eternal Father and the Holy Spirit, many powers to recover souls that are on the way to their destruction and ultimate death in hell. I say death, my children. I do not wish that you misunderstand me. You yourself know that your soul is immortal. There is no death as you know it, only to the body, which in time the good Lord, the Father in heaven, in his mercy, will return that body and soul and make it one again at the end of time. That will be the resurrection of the body and the soul. My child, you must comfort those who cry and weep for their lost children. There will be many other mothers who shall suffer the horrible crimes against their children. All is coming to pass because of the sins of the older generation. Those who should know better are so enshrined in their own love of the material that they cannot even visualize what they are doing to their children. In order for your children to be saved, my parents, you must keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your home and those homes of your immediate families. One good example can save a dozen, my children. Today and this evening, I am happy at heart because there are so many enlightened souls who have come to do honor to the gift from heaven of the rosary. My children, I know if you will only place your confidence in me, that with the rosary and the brown scapular, we can turn this all about. But it must take the efforts in grace of all mankind. And there, my children, is little time for you to turn about. Oh, my children, my mother's heart is now torn asunder. I hear those words that are making a mockery of myself, my children. Yes, my child Veronica, I am referring to the pornographic movie called The Hail Mary. My son has wanted and wished that direct action be taken against those who have had even a small measure in partnership with those who have sought to blaspheme my name and also to cut my heart asunder. My son has asked that I report to you that there shall be another plague upon mankind. Yes, my child and my children, another plague. For AIDS is a plague, and other illnesses that have gone by without any scientific recognition are plagues from heaven. They are allowed for the individual to retain a measure of love for his God as long as he knows, as his time grows near to death, that it was because of his misconduct that he died a most unhurried and unscrupulously recognized a death. Yes, my children, there is much now in the world that you must protect yourselves against. Our Lady now is pointing upwards. And I see now the world is stopping now. The ball of the world is stopping at Australia. Our Lady now is nodding and she's placing her first finger to her lips. My child, this you can make known to mankind, that there shall be now a next tribulation in Australia. there will be many deaths, my children. That is why we do hope that the world will recognize two sisters in Australia. The one who has pleasantly come forth must be placed aside. There are two legitimate sisters which shall come forward from Australia. Now, my child, I wish that you take now the time to have three photographs made. The first you may discuss to others, and the next two must be kept hidden for a time at least, my child. Three pictures, please. The lights that had dimmed and then like a smoky atmosphere had suddenly cleared away. The lights are returning. I didn't realize as I examined the photographs that Jesus had moved from his original position over Our Lady's statue. Now, Our Lady and Jesus, Our Lady is following Jesus. He's turned towards his left, that would be our right, and he's moving over beyond the flags, and he's standing just above the high tree to our right. And Our Lady has come up, and she's standing next to him. Now, Jesus is nodding to Our Lady, and Our Lady is taking her rosary, which she had in her hands, the beautiful rosary with the golden Our Father and the white Hail Marys that cascade with beautiful illumination of lights all about her. Our Lady is taking the crucifix on her rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is turning to her right now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is moving over and she's nodding to Jesus, and he's now turned. It's quite windy up there. I can see that the cape on Jesus' back is blowing. He has on, I notice now, it looks like a weave that I'm not familiar with, but like linen-like cloth gown that's very long, and it's covering his feet this evening. Jesus has on a belting at his waist. It's made of a skin-like material, like brown in color, but I know it's a skin, an animal skin-like material. And also his sandals seem to be made from the same material because they're brown in color and open. Now Jesus is nodding, and Our Lady is floating over to our left side. She's just above the statue now, and oh, Our Lady looks absolutely beautiful. She has on a white gown that goes all the way past her ankles, and I can see that she's wearing golden sandals. They're made with three straps and one about the ankle, and at the center near the tip of the toes, I can see a beautiful little rose made of gold. I don't know if it's gold metal or material, but it is absolutely beautiful. And Our Lady also is wearing her mantle, her white mantle with the trimming of gold about the outside. The gold trimming is about a half an inch in size, and it goes all about Our Lady's cape. Now, Our Lady, as she asked me to describe what is going on, she was standing still, but now Our Lady is going to her right side, that's our left side. She's floating over, and Jesus is also, he is behind her now, and Our Lady has turned, and Jesus had nodded yes to her. Now they are just beyond the tree. They've gone over quite a bit to their left side, and they're leaning down now. Our Lady, Jesus looked over to Our Lady and he spoke to her, and Our Lady now is taking out her rosary again. I didn't notice it, but she had placed it about her waist and kept her hands together like this. Now Our Lady is taking the rosary out from her belting and she's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is looking up to Jesus, and he's coming forward now, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is whispering to Our Lady, and Our Lady smiled. She was saying yes. I couldn't hear what Jesus was saying to Our Lady, but they are both turning now. And Our Lady is following Jesus as he slowly goes across the sky. He's floating. It's so beautiful to watch. They're like weightless, yet they're as solid as you and I. The other saints that appeared seem to be different. They're always sort of translucent. But Jesus and Our Lady are solid, just like you and I. It's so wonderful to see them floating across the sky. Now they've reached the top of the tree on our right side. And Jesus now is bending over like this with his hand and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is motioning for Our Lady to return back towards the statue area. Now Our Lady is moving quite fast. She's floating quite fast. I don't see any action of her slippers. She's just being carried over. And Our Lady is now standing up above her statue about maybe 12 feet. She's quite close to the statue at 12 feet. And Jesus now is joining her. He's standing now, he's moving about, and he's coming over into the center of the statue. And Our Lady is moving over, and Jesus is standing there now, close to Our Blessed Mother. And he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is looking up to Jesus. He just conversed with her, but I could only hear, like the rustle of trees and also the murmur of his voice, but no words. Our Lady is smiling. Now Jesus is placing his first finger to his lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, it has come to us in heaven that so few are reading their Bible. How, my children, if you do not seek the truth, shall you find it from others? No, this cannot be. We have left with you all a testimony of truth, the Bible of life and love. Mankind must read his Bible, or he shall be lost in the world. He shall go to and fro, hinder and yon, seeking peace and tranquility, but never finding it. I could bring to you a truth, my children, a truth that goes by unnoticed, that you cannot have heaven on earth, or you could not share in heaven. In heaven, my child, I offer you a key to the kingdom, my child and my children. All you have to do is seek, and you shall find the truth. I ask that all who hear my voice will take their Bibles, and if they do not have one, search, but find the right Bible, those printed not after 1965, my children. There is reason for that which I shall not go into this evening. Our hearts are torn asunder here in heaven. The saints cry out, when will justice be meted to mankind? How long, O Lord of Lords, must we wait for the return of the good souls to heaven? Seeing them crucified on earth makes our hearts grow heavy. How long, O Lord, the saints cry, shall this carnage be permitted? my child, and my children. By now, if you have only read a portion of my mother's travels and her words to the world, you will have an idea how much time is left. My child and my children, I bring you sad news, but it is the news that can cleanse many of their present sins if they listen and learn by it. Death now is becoming prevalent with wars, with droughts, with personal murders, murders of the unborn, father against son, mother against daughter, all manner of carnage being treated in the homes and being conducted in the homes of children. Children who cannot longer be children because by their viewing of the diabolical box, they are learning to act as adults with the hearts, but not with their heads. I hold all parents responsible for the fall of their children's souls. Remember, my child and my children, I have warned you often that once you open your door and you go out into the world, you will enter into the kingdom of Satan. You ask, my child and my children, why is this allowed? That you must trust to the goodness and in the goodness of the heart of the Eternal Father. You cannot, as a human being, understand his ways. But know this, my children, that no evil can come upon mankind if he watches and waits. And we offer you three sacramentals in your wait for the future. I promise you, my children, one day you will see me as you, Veronica, see me now. All will see me, but many shall fled. Many have fled already in fear of what is to come upon mankind. But think, my child and my children, how disastrous it will be when many flee at the thought of my coming. But they will have no place to hide. Though they flee to the mountains, they will be found out. Yes, my child and my children, I know, my child, it frightens you. I do not seek to put fear in your heart. But as a voice box, you have no recourse but to speak what is given to you, known as the truth in your God and from the Eternal Father. My child, we specifically brought you here this evening after the last trial of the past week. This was allowed to come upon you with no destruction to your home. However, you knew the fear of fleeing to the mountains. We directed you, my child, and you did well. And you escaped having to suffer the hours of darkness and the sound of the howling of the winds and the rise of the waters. But my child and my children, it will happen again. But this time it will claim lives. Do not be affrighted, my child. I did not say that this will happen to your home on Long Island again. You suffered not the moments of terror. We did not wish for you to succumb from sorrow at that time, my child. So we sent you to the mountains, and you returned once the winds had died down to find a home still intact. I must reveal, my children, to the world again that you are to keep a crucifix on your front door and your back door. All entrances to your home must be guarded by the crucifix. There has not been one home on Long Island that had a crucifix on its door that did fall to any evil. I do not speak of the trees, my child. I speak of mankind. You did not know a major disaster as has happened, my children, in Mexico. You see, my child, I set you down in that area to bring the word to mankind. And it was through these words that many listened and they passed through the horrible experience of a hurricane. My child, the earthquakes will increase now. There will be one in New York. Now, my child, I tell you this to prepare. You are allowed, my child, to experience all that mankind can suffer. How well you listened to us when we told you to place on your shelves cans of food, jars of water, blankets. You found it very cold, my child, without heat and without light. And without any form of recreation other than to pray. And that was God's way of letting the world know that they will be on their knees and one of these days they will be praying for many the first time in many years. But why, my children, must we allow all these disasters to happen to you and have to bring you to your knees in prayer? Can you not listen and can you not seek for the truth? All who call themselves atheists and those who have half-hearted interest in religion at all, they call it a thing of the past. It is not a thing of the past, but it is a means for your salvation. Accept it and you will be saved. Reject it and you will be lost. I repeat again, the earthquakes will increase in volume. California shall be struck. New York shall be struck. As I told you once before, there will be earthquakes in places that have never known a quake. It will startle them and frighten them. But will they come to their knees? Few will, my child, because I can tell you this. They will not have the time to make amends. That is the sad part, my child and my children. I tell you, as a messenger from heaven, I too, my child, was just an innocent child growing up in a family enlightened by God. I knew my position upon earth, and I went forth to try to save you, my children. And in my sacrifice, there was salvation. I am asking you all now, for the little time left to your country and the world, to pray a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world, link to link, father to father. And the Hail Marys shall be one of glory to my mother. And not will her name be disturbed again, as though it were a tombstone laid to rest. My child, all those who promote that moving picture shall be destroyed. I know there are many who shall parade against this horror, my child, but let them know that by example, others may come to their senses and seek the blessings of a God who has given them more than enough time to make amends. My child and my children, I ask you all to come forth as citizens of heaven. That makes you happy, my child, does it not? Well, my child, you shall be citizens of heaven one day. I ask you now to do whatever is within your human nature and directed by the Holy Spirit to oust these interlopers with their blasphemous movie. I shall not stand by and allow my mother to be debauched and defamed. I will take action, great action, against the theater where this picture shall be shown. My child, I brought you here this evening, for I know, regardless of your physical illness, you would be here if we asked. And you waited and waited, my child, for hopefully in your heart, you knew that by the time you were to come, you would be stable enough on your legs to get there. Yes, my child, we called you because we needed you, my child, as we need all the seers of the world, to gather now and stop the coming chastisement. The Eternal Father now has taken into his hand a most luminous ball. It is a red ball of fire. It is growing very heavy in his hand. It no longer sits at the base of his throne, and he shall poise now to throw this. It will be thrown, my child, at the world, a ball of fire. Do not be afeard, my child. Retain your crucifix on your doors and keep your supply of earthly goods, though they are needed for your human body. The canned food, the candles, the water, and the blankets. A sudden cold shall come upon mankind, and many shall die from the cold. Now, my child, you will continue with three more photographs. These are taken for great reason. One day they will be given to the bishop to examine. Yes, my child, I am speaking to you now, but I seal your lips, for I do not wish that you repeat what I tell you. I have but one more discourse with you, my child. That is that you must go forward and demand that the prayers be returned to the schools. In that manner, we can approach the children and return them to their rightful place in the reign of God. Now, my child, you will sit back and receive three photographs. The first you may repeat, and the other two must be kept secret for the time being. The time being, my child, means until we allow you, by contacting you, whether it be at your home or in the circle, to make known what is in these pictures. A finger to her lips like this. My child, I did not wish to tax you with a long discourse this evening. However, as the time grows so short, we have no choice but for you to help us, my child. You will tell mankind that the sins of the flesh shall send many souls to hell. My child, the need for materialism is wrong, and the need for modernizing the world and my son's church is wrong. And passing over the grievous sin of immorality and also pornography and all the other evils are placed under the heading of humanism, even accepting without a frown or proper attention to a sin, in accepting the aftermath of AIDS received through inhuman relationships. I say inhuman because those relationships are not from God, my children, but they are from Satan. Homosexuality shall always be condemned because it is against the nature of man, and it is a violation of all human morality and shall not be tolerated by the Eternal Father in the Trinity. My child, I want you to do all you can to foster the return of mortality and morality to the medias and also to those you love, your neighbors, your children, and do not be affrighted or flee from the sinner, for he too can be saved by your efforts and your prayers. As this child was born, so he must return, a simple child, to the Eternal Father. If you remember, my child, the lessons from Teresa, yes, Saint Teresa, you will remember that it is a simple way to heaven. If you accept the Eternal Father into your heart, you will always be his children of love. My child, we will strengthen you in time so that you will be able to conduct your mission without missing the vigils. However, the last one was for a reason. Know, my children, that whenever you find yourself being taken from a vigil and you see the worldly reason or the godly reason, you must judge which is most important for your salvation. I wish, my children, that you learn a little by example when we take those from among you to be seers for heaven. They are voice boxes and suffer much for this reason: the fact that the supernatural is always working with the natural mortal human being. I say this to you, my child. You may not understand as I talk to you, but as you repeat it and you will hear it again, you will understand. Remember, my children, you cannot condone immorality. I ask that the world continues to make rosaries and send the prayers link to link throughout the world. For I still promise that if you will listen to my directions given through my Son in the Father and the Holy Spirit, I promise to do all that I can, my children, to save your lives upon earth, and also, if you must come across the veil, to save you from eternal damnation through the scapula and the rosary. Pray, my children, all a constant vigilance of prayer. That is all you have now, for the enemy has been allowed to come into your homes. You ask me, my child, why we don't just put the heavy hand down on mankind, and that would be the end of the sinning. No, my child, the Eternal Father knew that once Satan came into the world and was released from hell with all his demons, he expected many to fall to his cajoleries. However, though they fall, they must pick themselves up and walk a rough road, the road of the cross, back to heaven. It will be a road of sacrifice and deprivation. However, in this way, my children, can you be purified for an entrance into heaven? Now Our Lady is taking her rosary like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is touching her lips. I bless you all, my children, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you, my Son blesses you, and the Eternal Father seeks your love in the Holy Spirit. My child, you will now sit back and continue the prayers of atonement. Then you will repair home and be most careful, because you will be followed this evening. My child, listen now. My son has been waiting for us to finish this discourse. However, you will look straight ahead. There he is. Oh, Jesus is standing over the statue. He's quite high in the sky. Now he's giving me a direction. When we leave, you will be followed by your normal escorts, who will then, when they are given the sign, will turn off. You will proceed then, my child, to go to, I cannot repeat it, and you will be most careful now, in the next week, to have someone with you at all times. Now Jesus is taking his hand out. He's standing just directly above the statue and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, in the name of the Father and the Holy Ghost and in my spirit of one with God. Oh, Our Lady is mentioning here, and I think I will repeat it, that the children must be explained in a simple manner as possible to the children the meaning of the Trinity. Because Our Lady says it is most misunderstood. However, if a parent will take the time, they can make it known to their children. They shall not be taught the truth in the schools. That is all, my child.